Hi, everyone, and welcome to Post Carbon Radio. This is Eleanor Vespina, substituting today for Bing Gong, who's down with a virus. Robin Carpenter is generously running the boards for us. Today's program is about regenerating ourselves, our community, and our planet, ultimately, through the various aspects of vital good health. With us for this conversation are James Stark and Anna O'Malley. James Stark is a founder and co-director of Regenerative Design Institute in Bolinas. He is a visionary who was instrumental in creating a number of local institutions, including this radio station. James's work with visioning and community development service led him to an interest in exploring how a healthy inner ecology can impact one's work in the world. He's committed his life to exploring how we might move into harmony with who we are and how we might reignite a deep connection with the natural world. Welcome, James, to Post Carbon Radio.
Thanks. Thank you.
Also with us today is Anna O'Malley. Anna is a board-certified family medicine physician and integrative medicine primary care provider with the Coastal Health Alliance in West Marin. She finds her highest professional expression in the form of guiding people back to their capacity for self-healing and in the exploration of meaning and connection. Anna is dedicated to the mission of transforming medicine, inspiring people to step into their most vital potential, and reconnecting people to the natural world. Anna, welcome, and thank you for joining us today.
So glad to be here.
Our listeners may have read Anna's excellent article in the June 1st edition of the Point Reyes Light that describes in part the Art of Vitality program that we're here to discuss today. And Bing and I have been lucky enough to participate in the very first year-long program, and we've benefited so much from it. Also, we want to mention a community event on June 20th from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Dance Palace, where James and Anna will be talking about the Art of Vitality. James and Anna, could you start by giving us an overview of the program that you call the Art of Vitality? The what, when, where, and why it's a full-year program?
Sure. Well, so the Art of Vitality was born out of a real desire to get to depth. And in my work with people in the one-on-one office visit, we frequently touch into those deeper ways of healing and into meaning. But it's limited because we can't really, really dive in. And when we're in a healing container, in an environment held in a circle where we can really explore that which is perhaps limiting our health and vitality and those ways in which we can move forward, it's a whole different ecology, if you will, you know, a whole different way of being with our health, with each other, and the possibilities are limitless, really. And so the Art of Vitality is a year-long program in which we align ourselves, we attune ourselves with the seasons, starting in the fall, each 3-day weekends, and really engaging in a deep listening relationship with nature, with earth, with ourselves, with each other, and learn some of the leading edge science as well as the drawing from the wisdom traditions that have always been the source of healing until only recently, where we've turned medicine more into a technical pursuit. And so it's a bit of a reclaiming of what we mean by medicine and how we look toward healing ourselves and ultimately our communities and beyond.
James, when will the program be starting and where does it take place? And maybe you can weave in the significance of that where in terms of the deep meaning of the program.
Well, we're in 2 weeks, we're having the end of the first program, our last weekend together where we get together for 3 days and live together and form the circle and in the Commonwealth Garden. And, you know, there's nothing more healing than a garden for that work to unfold. And so the answer to when the next program is starting is the end of September. We'll be getting the next journey together.
Can you tell a little more about the Common Wheel Garden for people who've never been there?
Well, the garden started about almost 40 years ago now. And for the last 13 years, Penny and I have been running the Regenerative Design Institute there. And Penny's been providing permaculture courses and skills about how do we live in balance with the natural world. But what we found over those years is the power that the garden has for people to heal what's going on with them. And that is, you know, gaining skills and tools is awesome, but it's the healing that really the garden soars at that function. So it was only natural that Anna got tempted to come and explore. So we began to explore together what it'd be like to bring in medicine, the level of medicine and healing and circles into the garden. And that kind of wove into the last 10 years that I've been working on inner healing with Ecology of Leadership. And 500 people have gone through that program. So it was a natural that we've been working on how to integrate people into the natural world and what opens up when that happens and what opens up when we create a safe circle of people who, you know, we move from being lone wolves that we've been trained to be because we're really social animals, and a whole magic opens up when we find a safe circle and we can then become villagers again and the healing that arises out of that. So that's a little bit about the garden. It's beautiful there, and for anybody who's been there, and it's right on the ocean, and so.
It is really beautiful, and I feel like this program is such a natural upwelling of the kinds of intentions that each of you have expressed about the kind of works you want to do in the world. And I feel that each of those kinds of work has really been enriched by the collaboration. Can you tell a little bit about, well, first of all, how many people are in the program, and then a bit about what they do during those weeks that they're there, weekends that they're there?
Sure. So we have 22 in our group, and that's a really nice size, you know, that we have there. Yeah, it feels extremely intimate, and we also have people pair up into buddy relationships, and so one of the essential aspects of the journey is to feel supported, to feel connected. As James was mentioning, we are often rather isolated, and we know that isolation and loneliness is a pretty toxic experience on a physiological level. And so really being intentional about weaving each other back into those personal relationships and into the circle is essential. And then, you know, going from being connected in that way, we really explore what it is to be human and to be healthy and to be in right relationship with ourselves, with our food, with the land, to listen for where are we out of balance and how can we support each other in moving more and in really feeding ourselves on a cellular level, really, you know, what's happening on a genetic level? What does science tell us about what this particular food that's growing right here out of the earth, what is that? How is that going to nourish our bodies and maybe even change our genetic expression and turn on or off genes that will create chronic disease or cancer or not? And how do we mind our inner landscape so that we aren't running toxic energy states? And if we are, and perhaps we're finding ourselves frustrated and confused and angry and you know, by virtue of the extenuating circumstances, how do we transmute that? How do we transform our relationship to our reality? I'm doing air quotes here because we know that we are in charge of creating our own reality to a certain extent, and certainly we have a lot of control over our internal state. And so really the days are a mix of experiential doing sit spots, getting out into nature and really listening to birdsong and learning about the amazing science behind birdsong and what it is to sit in dappled sunlight and experiencing that, reflecting on how that's affecting our body, and doing movement practices like Qigong with Bing, which has been fantastic, and just it's really, really exploring what it is to be human. And then doing a lot of learning and a lot of conversation and supportive work, and nourishing ourselves with incredible food and dance and play and delight, and you know, just weaving in all of these different existential states that we know are deeply therapeutic, that are true deep medicine, that goes way beyond what we currently often think of when we think of the word medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
And it's one of the beautiful things that happens is basically we know that it's probably better to eat a carrot than it is a donut, right? We know that we need exercise. All this stuff, like, we have a good understanding. But we have patterns. It's interesting. We have patterns where we'll make choices that aren't what our higher selves really already know. So it's you know, and with Anna, what opens up is when you have a deeper understanding of what happens with exercise to the body and how that affects your health, then it starts to tip the scales to the magic of, oh, what if I'm actually, my actions are bringing me into the magic of what it is to be vital. Like the human body is so amazing. So if we can turn it into, rather than some kind of vehicle that we just stuff anything in and then we're going to be good, it's like, oh, the magic of the body and that healing, and then the, as Anna mentioned, the buddy system. So it's gradually shifting. So we're making powerful choices that allow us to have the full experience of what vital is, you know, as opposed to cope, you know, and that's the exciting thing. And I found myself, the only way that I've been able to break those patterns, because I've been going to a retreat center to have an experience of group inspiration and information. And when those two things come together, we start to create new paths of wellness and health.
Absolutely.
But it takes a village to do it.
It does, and it takes a year. So yeah. I'll give a personal testimony here that I decided to be in this program because of the year. I did a weekend, which you guys generously offered last year. And afterwards, we had the opportunity to do the year. And I said, if we don't do the year, actually, we won't make the kind of change mm-hmm. that we really actually want to make in our yeah. lives and health. And it's been so true. And part of it is informational for me. And I think for many people, it's not enough to know it's good for you. Mm-hmm. Why is it good for you? And there's been lots of that on offer, so that's been terrific. But it's also been, oh, yeah, and I'm going back in a few weeks, and how am I doing?
Right.
And, you know, touching in with my buddy who right now is in Crete. Why am I not in Crete? But anyway, touching base on a weekly basis is also a fabulous reminder.
Can I just say, jump in for there? I am steeped in information, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm extremely enthusiastic about the miraculous thing that is our human body. And I've done a fellowship in integrative medicine with Andrew Weil, and I have a lot of information, and I love looking stuff up. And I still slip into the same pattern ruts from time to time, and it has been so helpful for me. I'm on this program, this journey as well, you know, to be really being held accountable is maybe not the right way to frame it, but there is something that when you're having this, you're in the process. It keeps you in the process by checking in with someone and within checking in with a circle and sharing your successes. That social aspect of it is really, it's critical.
Thank you. And just one more little check on the program before we move on, and that's who's in the program, what kind of people come to it, what's the age range, what's sort of the background of the people who come?
Well, it's a real mix. you know, of all the different professions, you know, that are out there and people involved in different things. So it's a wide range in that. And it tends to lean more to middle age and up. But we have somebody who's, what, she's about in her
27.
And we are excited about that because often we, I'll speak for myself. I got into a pattern. You don't take your health too seriously when you're in your 20s and 30s and you just take all that bank of wellness and you just go for it. And but at a certain point, the body can only take so much neglect for what it really needs to function well. And so, you know, it tends to either have people who can realize that intellectually and jump right on it and say, oh, I want to be vital my whole life. I want to have that pattern early on. And yeah, but it's a mix of just, it's a great circle.
It's been
of
really
amazing
fun.
People.
Yeah.
And the intimacy that comes and how it feels when we share what's going on inside of us, what our patterns are. So it eliminates the guilt because we just share, you know, here's the pattern I want to shift up. And then all of a sudden you have everyone holding you and making that transition.
That's right.
And that is community at its highest when it's touching and holding you at the most intimate level, which is your health, you know, and it breaks that one track between you and your health and only your doctor. And the doctor only has a few minutes. So you're right out there on a edge, on the cliff in terms of your health.
I'd love to get into that next. But I have to say how fun it was at our last meeting when we all were jumping in to lose 5 pounds. Okay, I'll lose 5 pounds. It was so cute. So that is a lot of support. And I have lost my 5 pounds.
Yay!
So, yay. We'll see if I can manage to gain any of it before our next meeting. My problem is keeping it off.
Well, so, your buddy's in Crete. I hope she's checking in about it.
Well, we are checking in. And she said, Greek food, not losing her 5 pounds. So how can we as a community create a culture of wellness? I think people here are really conscious of their health. They have the opportunity to be in nature in this incredible place. And yet, how can we move so that we're actually doing it as a community? I love that question.
It's such an important question. I mean, it's the question that many people on a policy level are actually asking themselves, because we have come to the realization, many of us, that our healthcare system is not achieving greater health, and that, you know, putting a lot more into the system that is fairly broken is not actually going to achieve the effects of health and healing when we are, you know, really, really having a hard time with putting good food into our body and having social support systems that are intact, you know. And we are very fortunate here in West Marin to be living in a place where we have access to good food, where we have access to nature. And even still, there are things that can erode our health when we're living in a place where there are lots of stresses. There are financial stressors. There are stressors in many sections of our community that people like you and Bing and your work with around organizing are addressing. But that the more we can weave ourselves together in a community where we're holding each other in health and vitality in all of the different ways, the better. And that's precisely what we're wanting to convene a conversation about on June 20th, the next Tuesday, at the Dance Palace, in that, you know, we have an opportunity right now to really be creative. We're doing some beautiful work with Art of Vitality, as well as the Coastal Health Alliance Integrative Medicine Circles that have been convened there in the yurt. And you know, let's imagine. Let us just be unfettered in our imaginative visioning. What's our highest hope for how we can, around connection, community, create, foster this culture of wellness? How could we come together over food? What might happen at, you know, say, community potlucks? That, you know, let's just think out of the box as far as how we're addressing our health. And and we'll be going forward with more of these circles with the half. We're going to be doing a half day in the garden starting in the fall, where we really start to think about how can we empower people with information about their body while in a healing container, while being in connection with each other, while really being in touch with the food and with the plant medicine. So coming together in a conversation within the community, inviting people who've had experiences through Art of Vitality or through the integrative medicine circles to participate, share their experience, and imagine what the next phase might look like.
And those integrated circles have been so powerful in the garden because Anna has chosen some of the critical topics, and you know, whether it's sleep or it's mental health or it's how's your digestive system, so that you get together so you can sign up for a group doctor visit. And so you can have 2.5 hours with Anna, but collectively. And so you sit down, and because me personally, I have digestive issues. So then I'm sitting in a circle of 20 people who are all been working on how to have healthy digestive situation. And all of a sudden, I'm learning stuff. We're all learning from each other. And, oh, you tried that. Oh, that's great. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, it's like village healing.
It's amazing. Mm-hmm.
It's so incredible. And I just say, too, that I'm a dual citizen. I grew up, half my adult life was in an ecology where health was one of the top priorities. So there wasn't this fear that was present, that something bad could happen and I couldn't afford it, and that some people weren't even covered and all that. We have universal coverage. There's a sense of community when we have handled that. And that isn't the case here. You know, there's anxiety, a level of anxiety in our culture in America because we just haven't looked after that basic need. So, you know, and with all the other things we're addressing in our country and be the change, it's coming together and creating in each individual community a new way of being held, and that everyone is being, because we're only as healthy as all the other people in our community, and the ecology is healthy, you know. So that's when we, vitality of everything in that living structure. So that's what we're really excited about. And the conversation on the 20th is about, okay, like how amazing. Because you know what I like about West Marin? And all of the institutions and the things, the innovations. In fact, we're sitting in a radio station, and we have affordable housing land trust and like all this stuff. We're so creative here. So that's one thing, we're creative, but we are manifestors too. And mm-hmm. So what I get excited about is we could take this thing about like how could we have community healthier, and we could take it and be a model for America, for the world, about how to take back the healthcare system so that our doctors become the healers in the village. They're integrated. They can spend their whole life here. Like I grew up with the family doctor who grew up when I was a kid, and he was there for the whole thing. You know, that's really what village health is about. So we want to talk about like what ideas do you have? Like, let's mm-hmm. do it. Let's create that.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. It's sad we can't be there. We're having a West Marin Standing Together event. Potluck dinner at our house that over 25 people have already signed up for evening. Oh, but
went too bad.
It's the same.
We'll tap in.
We feel like we need you to come over and be at the dinner. Oh my gosh, how interesting!
We'll have to look at what time the dinner is. Maybe we can come for the dinner.
We have to look and see about this.
We'll integrate.
Do a little more thinking. Mm-hmm. So we only have 3 minutes, and. So I had lots of other questions that I would have loved to ask, but maybe we should go right ahead and talk about the website and how people can get more information.
Sure. The website is regenerativedesign.org, and we'd love to have you come and explore in there. But the program is all outlined there, the Vitality Program, and you can get a an additional flavor about how we're framing it and the benefits and what that journey is about. And we'd love to have you do that and to come that evening, mm-hmm. you know. And if you'd like to, we do have on the website garden tours. So if you'd like to come and see, oh, where would this place be that I'd be spending some time to do that? And then don't hesitate to email and we can get into a conversation about how the program might be a great fit for you in the fall.
And people might come up and talk to Bing and me. We have really enjoyed ourselves, and maybe we're also in a position to answer questions. Mm. We would welcome that. That'd be fun.
It's so beautiful. We often, if you'd like, because we can explain the program, Anna and I can explain the program, but people who've been in the program are much better at mm-hmm. giving a person who's considering it an idea, because, you know, here's what happened for me. Here's the experience that I have. So we can line you up with people who have taken the program, and you can have a chat with them and see if it's a good fit on that level.
How about you, Anna? Any final words?
Well, I just invite everyone listening to really be thinking about how can we, if there's a system that we are displeased with, how can we turn away from that and create something that's beautiful and new? I think that's the work of our time. You know, systems are failing us all around us, and we can create something beautiful and new. And it just takes showing up and loving and supporting each other, and then diving in and doing good work.
Systems really aren't meant to last forever. Mm-hmm. So there's no shame in needing to remodel our medical system.
That's right.
And I'm very excited about the work you're both doing. Thank you so much for coming on to Post Carbon Radio.
Oh,
thank you.
It's our pleasure.